Blog Talk Radio.
I told you if I was coming on that police should fight adding the white people. Black people have always been the victim of the American society. That's the reason why we do take trips out of this nation, out of this country, to feel a little. Why? Because we've always been the target. Talk about violence. Out talking about black folks who are what? Help to figure them out. There are a lot of black folks out here who is a part of the police department. Who is a part of the system. That's what you have to understand. They are a part of. We have a lot of black folks as part of the system. We talk about white supremacy all day. We have to also look at their equal meaning, those people who are not only in full opposition of, you know, to help them maintain them. Black folks are the truth. Very Crime here. And you know about Jim Crow, Joe Biden, all about past bond deals that does what? Affects the black community, make sure that they are in jail. So, here's the problem with black folks. Black people like to play dumb to reality. And the idea here is that it's the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. Black folks know about it, and they like to play dumb. Same thing with this plan that they started. Writing legislation that's going to be an effect of black people in jail. Yes. This is what I'm asking for. And as Bill Scott pointed out, the black folks don't need to be a part of the Democratic Party. Or no other party. You have to be thinking. I said yesterday on another place, and listen to the whole entire hour, 12 minutes. Really, nothing about black people as far as our economic position, except our repertory of slavery, that they owe us 405 years of racial justice. There's nothing about black people in a sense of how the damage that was done to us by Holocaust. But this, a lot of people were calling me and saying, listen, but you didn't hear him talk about George Floyd and how expensive Gianna was Floyd's daughter, and then said that that changed the world, and so basically that's past legislation. We're taught to try to do things for black folks, so in Congress, Democrats or Republicans, they just say, oh hell no, we're not doing nothing for black. And you have to ask white people, how do these people, how if you all are sinners, you're not racist, how do we people end it up with racism in the state, in the Congress, in the Senate, and in the president, and in the judges, in the judges' positions, district attorney office? How is it that y'all can find these people and put them in office if you're not racist? We have not been able to answer that question. We have all kinds of, it is like ancient, was basically allegedly attacked for just 1 year in that year, or the year before, a year after. Anti-ancient hate bill. Oh, they said that all these black people were out there attacking Asians. And old Jim Crow Joe Biden said, God, but he passed a hate crime bill against him. He said, no time for them to pass that bill. He got that information. Talk there about, folks, talk about it's not about color, it's not about race. Every time you hear a person say that, that's a question that person calls. Because it's always been about race. Every system that white people have pointed out in other arenas, Thomas said, it seems that the black man is on the bottom and white is on the top. And, in other words, it was issued there. They were going to continue Obama third term. Jim Crow Joe Biden said, no, I don't even need Obama. But I got the black votes already. He just pushed Obama right to the side. Even though Obama basically helped him as president, took him as vice president, gave him a Metal Potter and all these old things. The game to Jim Thorpe, Joe Biden, the Metron, President. Yeah, what? I don't need Obama. I don't need that man. I got more black support than Obama, is what he said. I know that is a lot, but that's sort of that. Okay. You got more black support than Obama. Okay, where is your legislation to help us? Why do you keep on passing regulation for everybody when it comes to us? You have to understand about white people when they're in the office. They basically need that keeping black people oppressed is the only way that you can run up. It's a system that basically helps. This is basically what we're doing here. How the mind big rows, but we are still here of the world. Now, argue that if you've got challenges throughout the world. I don't understand. China is challenging. Talk about pharmacy, any kind of North Korea. Talk about going south across the field up. I don't even get it before. And, you know, Jim Crow, not that, your wife, but, you know, Nicholas Jim Father came up. So, of course, you have to ask black folks in South Carolina, how is it that y'all have a left-hand side and kept them in office? All these years. The question of black of getting elected officials office like Jim Crow, Cyburn, that's questionable. We'll spend all heads like him to find the problem. Yeah, go to my first slide. And I'm the one that all these politicians, come and start fresh fire. This has not been a damn thing for black folks in South Carolina. But y'all black folks keep on voting for them. Black people got to start understanding strategy. And how to understand to use our power to protect it. Civil rights generation, they have been destroyed. They've been destroyed. Destroying our chance. This is why white supremacy is so desperate to basically hang on to them, pastors out here, because we are our weakness that nobody is paying attention to. See, that's the reason why the white media keep on putting them in the spotlight, thinking that their point grows, shape us as a black mass. That's not working. This is the time that work, but now it does not work. It does not have the knowledge anymore. They ran out of knowledge with the black kids and brass kids. I've been telling y'all in many presentations that we're part of the civil rights community and civil rights people to go and retire somewhere. We don't give a damn where you go. Please stop trying to advocate for us. Don't want y'all to advocate for us. They told them that. Yet, you got the right to support them as a threat. You know? How interesting is that? Here it is, their children saying, we don't give a damn about what John Lewis did. We don't care about all these other types of girls. We're not inspired by old Negro Jim Crow. We don't care about what you're doing, especially for those talkers. And yet, the white media keeps on bugging them on that they got that type of power. Understand? That's just their listening to the state of the game. Okay. I was noticing that there was not a lot of support for Jim Crow Biden, so he used the pandemic as a base to say, you know, which is still a legitimate election. Oh, yeah, this while we have a lot of numbers, but, you see, that's what white people do. They like to lie to you. They like to say, hey, happy. So you see, you know, they look like your support. Okay? They like to lie to you. I got way more people than Obama. They're out there just talking trash about Obama, and Obama basically, you know, out there write all these books that don't matter, don't fix it. Now out there talking about whether the white power structure did not work. You said that it's so cold, but it might be paid. Some of the shell is so upset because black folks support the request. And yet, got these folks out here, and they got language for them. They said that Obama didn't know how to rule power. So your first black president, you know, saw because he knows nothing about power. He had the power. And yeah, he had a Democratic Senate and a Democratic Congress, just like Jim Crow's fight. They just said he didn't have real power. He didn't know how to use it for And so just for Joe Biden's putting them out of the bus, I said, look, I don't need Obama to help me to get the black folks to go for that large time. Huh. Even though I beg to defer, but okay, let's deal with it. Your first 100 days in office, and you ain't got a damn thing to black. Yeah, he got a lot of black goes up there all going hard when he said, black people talking ass about getting shot by the police, all that. Yeah, we heard that. And still, yeah, we came to the surface call to George Floyd, police or whatever you call it. But there's nothing in that field that suggests the punishment of the police. And that's exactly what we saw after. One of these bastards going to jail for 1 week by term. And even if I don't agree with the death penalty, some of these cops need help. So you've got to understand that it cannot just be us dying in these streets. We are bleeding in the streets of itself. That metaphorically, we can't be the only guy in the street. Other places have to die in the street. And that has to be basically the other races from the land that have to kill us constantly. This can't kill us constantly. We saw it will stop. White people stop. We saw it will not stop. White people stop. Because that is only message to them. Also, marching and civil rights, those are not going to do anything. I'm not saying that we should march around. They respect poverty. They respect fraud. They respect theft. But in a collective, for whom fairness and truth, Congress was safe. White power is based upon the international definition of race. That's the legacy of white supremacy. Remember the commentary on the legacy of white supremacy. It's often being called international division. That's tragic. And the murders and killings of race is just as like killing and the theft of Native Americans. competitive. You ask like all the time, right? Why is it that we ask each other black folks? Why is it that, you know, people say that we because number one, we don't know who we are. We keep on arguing even about the basic things. We Christians. We this. We Jehovah. We Israelites. We African. We this and stuff like that. But all of this get us to argue about things that don't work. I would argue that if we say that we're not going to say that, that's sufficient to be enough. Okay, I told you two times already that this is heavy for me for the white supremacists to make sure that there's black people shot and killed by the police. That is embedded rooted in their fire. And they're going to continue. I was listening to an interview of a black woman as well. I don't know if she's Puerto Rican, black woman. But she said that she's so sad that she's a self-captured. She said she moved to Costa Rica. Right? She said that the murder of George Floyd, that she was a self and said the murder of George Floyd, that caused her and her children to have trauma. Okay? But see, I had questions for her. Not that they said that that's not true. But I was like, wait a minute, they're in the U.S. Army. And I don't know if she went in battle with me. I'm not sure that she's probably going to die in the army. See, look how America, to other people, are a nation that comes to selling bodies. And things that, you know, what they call American. They go out in other countries, plot certain types of industries and markets and places, and yet they call that American culture. Somebody who is against that, you know, they tell what the opposition to get those people out of there and kill them. Look at the violence and the methods that they use in order to torture those people don't go along with U.S. policy. But Jim Crow Joe Biden says something about his international friends. He tells them that America is not the world stage. That's it. He says, they said, well, how long, right? Heard Jim Crow Joe Biden say that? So if the world leaders understanding that America is not a real player than it's only boys, certain types of countries, all nations. Jim Crow, Joe Biden able to help his arrogance of this world leader. China is calling them out on the right knowledge. That's an interesting question. As I said earlier, they always have to work with North or South Korea in order to have the type of diplomacy of North Korea. China is in there. I'm like, hey, we go to the free world. I mean, why is this just a problem of these things? Yeah. We don't have you got to deal with China and you got to deal with Russia. Then, dealing with China and Russia is also dealing with our own problems back home. So, that basically shows you why the United States wants to fight African nations, small Asians. Got all of the policy challenges in the U.S. Now, you got all these bases all across the world. They don't mean anything. Because we don't have So you have to look at why. You have to look at Jim Crow, Joe Biden, this one has to take it off. Why is one girl so desperate? She's killing black people. They're just out here desperate. For they know that their power is coming. Okay? By 2025, it's going to be a minority. All these civil rights people, of course, they would have been all of them gone, of course. But the petition was banned by just pushing for a while in their 2025. These are the young people whose rights are failing. So they don't buy into the civil rights. Clearly, that bike in numbers anywhere to 6 now with that officer pushing that they're not producing children. That's why these more black men will come. Maybe you can't afford that child, this kid. Not that same time. That's what we're doing here, you know, a form of change. They just take four down and tell them, you know, hey, that's a kid. Said, some of the women are going to get an abortion. So, the idea here is that their numbers are false. They're going to be a minority in their country by the year 4 or even 2035. That means that the vast majority of political jobs is going to be basically ran by sort of minority descent. In other words, the politicians are mostly going to be black, Hispanic, and with their enemies. So they're nervous that we're going to do the same thing and we become a majority to what they're doing now. They're desperate, like, the shooting, the killing, the violence that they have to begin, reach up on us when they went to play around with jumps, have welfare in their science laboratory. It's a way to try to reduce our population. They're upset because it has not worked. They use scientists. I don't even know if Dr. Fauci is playing with scientists to be involved in the game. Black folks population, Bill Gates, part of his genocide, you know, Robert Redford, Robert Gamo, the one who tried to take credit for the creation of the United States, all of these white people who make science. Why is it that the United States allowed them to get away with genocide by all? Okay? Because you're helping try to come up with ways to boost the population so they can stop the minority from being the majority by the year 2035. Okay? And they need to have these all kinds of job welfare or warfare. Explain to you that they're going to come out with another deadly virus. Heard it from me first. It's going to be only more dangerous over time. As long as it's back, just got out. Okay? See? That's what Joe Biden told the black people since Kroll stores. This touches kind of minority, you know, black, Asian, all of, you know, he said it on the staff. He said, you guys got to start working with the Hispanics. That's what he told his civil rights plus. He said, you guys are going to have to start working with the Hispanics. All this with the Hispanics have not been working with that. That's why, but you know, if you don't start working with the Hispanics, then problems will be is that you don't know whether or not y'all from Philly are going to allow us to continue dominating the United States as a minority. You understand? No. You are now the minority in the United States by year 2035, but for us to remain what? In a, you know, under the, you know, you want us to still, you know, stay on top as a minority, just like you are in the world, trying to still maintain your position on top. You want that to happen. See, I told you about all of these Europeans that came from abandoned their country, like Elon Musk, and all these people that come over to the United States, all the characters. That's the problem, the issue with white folks in the United States. Well, they are so arrogant and caught up in their racism that they are losing their economic facilities in the world, but also, most importantly, the United States are now having the force put black folks in better than other people. It is possible. And they're worried about how this nation is going to treat them in the next 20 years. Just how far from 50 years that is going to take place. We already got black folks pulling up on the white supremacists going to pop home. Think about what they're going to be doing. They're going to get close to the top. Okay? Because they're not listening to the old civil rights generation. I told you, we gave them their walking papers a long time ago. You understand? The old civil rights generation just told them to get out of the room with all that danger. We should all get along. Call them to get out of the room, right? So now, like I said, we are worried about what this nation is going to do. That's the reason why when you look at the state of the union, the men that took the part of white men, federal employees, all kinds of things, they rely upon women. Not saying always, they say to the mind for God. That's the reason why, if you look in the back of Jim Crow Joe White, did you see a white woman at the White House? No. Did you see a white Speaker of the House? No. So what? An Asian woman who pays that and saw a better. In other words, Jim Crow Joe White is telling his women, you know that you're upset because a white woman has not paid taxes. She has not become the vice president. And white women are actually continue to say, look, we can run white supremacy, we can try to run the country out of the yard. They continue to tell them that. They have to say, well, no, we got the rebel station, we got the place, and kill a fella, and that's what these bugs cut by the head, and Nancy Pelosi. So with this anti-Asian hate and calling Asians that we're going to protect you against black folks because it is black people who are oppressed. It's not us. It's black folks. They're the ones who are out there attacking So we're going to talk to thought a lot of black parents were foolish. You know, going out into the suburbs, it's so-called equal education. How can you describe that as equal when the white man is taking you out of your history? First thing you have to learn about is equal education. That's that everybody's contribution to society has to be written in part of textbooks. He's telling you that Christopher Columbus is of the world. When there are people who have already been what? There on the land. So how did he discover Asia? This is the kind of foolishness that black parents are dealing with, that they're building their own values. See, so what they're trying to do, though, is if they have failed in society, they try to put all their aspirations into their children and build in the kids instead of allowing their kids what they want to do. Now, you saw this. Don't basically set it out for your children to fail just because you were the son of society. You allowed the whites to come into this jar and get y'all all over the head and John Lewis get his ass in the summer, talk about our shit and enough blood in summer. So you all best let that legacy. We don't want that legacy. But moving away, we're not on the legacy. Back to Jim Crow, Joe Biden. You can't even get this. These clowns, they got a democratic senate, they got a democratic house, Congress, and you get a democratic president. These clowns, these jokers, have no real black feel, they were just black people. And now all the black people who were supporting Jim Crow, Joe Biden, what are they? See, they got away with Obama. See, when Obama had a Democratic Senate, the House, and he was a Democratic president, focused on health care. Now we enter the third term with Jim Crow Joe Biden, and he has the same thing right now, and he is still worried about bringing Republicans on to pass certain types of laws like the passage of first court law. See, that's the game they play. They don't agree on nothing. But when it comes to the shit, they just don't get anything. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We can't agree on We can't get into the operations. Wait a minute. You have a Democratic Congress, Democratic House, and Democratic president. What about passing this legislation for black folks? No, we're not doing anything for the niggers. You know that. See, that's how you have to call the Democratic Party out. Okay? They can pass legislation right now, and even though the Republicans is going to be able to filibuster it, what does it mean? All that filibuster means you can still recount to basically say, let's make sure everybody's agreeing to this. And it still passed. You know what I'm saying? So they don't agree on nothing. One thing that they agree on is anti-black people. It's black folks. That's the reason why you have to ask them all the time. Are the white folks out who talk about class? And they try to get convinced black people, oh, it's racist. No. It's not about class. It's about what? White folks on top, black folks on the bottom. That's race. Not about class. It's about race. So, families who are on top, they're able to serve folks at the bottom. That's the reason why they have to first educate black people and think that if I call someone a white person, it's a black person. Oh, shit, that man, he's racist. Just because I use the word, you understand? I'm very expression of an attitude. But even though I call it white person that name, I don't even have ability to run. I don't have a system that backs that. I don't have a pistol that comes and say, I'm going to investigate you, and I'm going to put you in jail, and I'm going to make sure that you don't go and pay child support, meaning you're going to jail. In fact, you're going to jail. I don't have a pistol. That is what you say. Whereas people try to get you to say that you're a liar. That's not what it's about. So you got to start understanding the truth. The white people are shooting, killing us. Have the power to do so. You got to take the power to stop it. Okay? And so therefore, you don't have power without understanding how to use it. That's what state power is there. That's the reason why all these rappers now are having to come on to that, because now they're not there doing constant proposals. But they can't go out there and talk about, you know, I got this, I got that, or because now you've got lots of black people like, okay, man, you've got all this stuff. You're out there stretching money off all this stuff. Okay. But they're not talking about small business. They're talking about well, now they're listening to what y'all talking about. What is the small business administration doing? They're doing what I've told you in my book, Push American Politics, that they should have done in the 1990s. I bet it for all these small businesses. But banks out here, these businesses got called out because they were discriminating against them. They were saying, listen, you know that we're going by, you know, that your business is not sure that you have to produce the evidence that have a small business. The small business station based upon are going to be a lot of black folks and others who say, you know, identify that these banks are still saying that they're not right. Okay? Small Business Administration said, no, listen, you can't look at those credits. You've got to give them loans based upon if their business is not. This is how diabolical these people think of. These are goddamn bad. Almost there. What the small business for say? Let's not give them loans to certain types of people with bad credit. Then we're not giving small business loans or certain goals to these bigger guys. So then they say, okay, well, this is we call them fintech. Wapley and all these other lending committee sources are even fintech online companies. And now they're the Wapley other technology online and businesses in the form in order to close to those people who have been done over the loan by the bank. Help. And this is the foolish thing about black folks. We put our money into the bank so foolishly. And yet, when a small business says, finally, they're going to allow you to get a small business loan. See, the issue that we had before, remember I told you in other arenas, you know, white people give you a loan for a go to school. They'll give you a loan to go to the college. I mean, go to college. A loan to go to get you a car loan, and they'll give you a mortgage, but then they won't give you a personal loan. Like, what? Hey, wait a minute. Why do I have to go out there and get a job and be all that to qualify for those things in order to pay off that thing? It just didn't make sense. But it says, So they basically can keep them there, and they knew that this was going to be able to keep them there. But she knows that the business model is just for the finances of loans, not going out there working on some job for 20 years and then paying it off, you know, every month and stuff, and then they have to come pull up and foreclose your home. Why was the bank refusing to give this bond? And the small business beforehand was not giving you backed up business loans. Man, they knew and they recognized for paying up my family. They basically a child never be able. That's the reason why they left out giving your business loan. But what is a business loan? It is where you bring wealth in. Business loan takes care of all the rest of the loan. It takes care of the car loan. It takes care of the mortgage. It takes care of the, you know, all the other loans. You understand? So therefore, they stop with the business loan because the business loan is where the wealth comes in. Because it creates a lot of money, generates wealth, and so you're able to pay off a car, your house note, and property, other things, and college, all at once by wealth. Simply having business, and that business is successful. But that's the reason why the business model was always kept out of the equation. So they recognize that now we've got to give out money because the economy is so bad. We're talking about a redistribution of wealth here. So we'll let these folks get loans, blah, 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 blah. You have to ask the question of why was it not good at before? Recognize that America is in a tight situation. They even got white people with discrimination. White people stop getting the hell up out of here. Like, where you going, white people? I'm going over here to fix nation because I can lift good. So they recognize that they're losing certain types of people in order to sustain certain states. What is this? And it has always been embedded. Understand? So Jim Crow Joe Biden's first 100 days, he is a failure. And typically, he's going to win out of his first term, knowing his second term, he's not going to be a damn thing for him. They're going to try to make body fat. So therefore, we're going to continue our discussion on police corruption and violence. On next Sunday, we'll talk more about the Andrew Brown murder and the college of civil. Thank you.